אתם ניצודים היום כולכם בחידו. He says that ניצודים היום כולכם is the Rosh Tavis Hinoch. ניצודים היום כולכם is Hinoch. He says there's a cloud, there's a gematria called Atbach. Atbach, the system works that Aleph is a partner with Tet, Beis is a partner with Ches, Gimel with Zion, Bechulei, and the Yesod is that it always adds up to 10. Aleph, Tes, Beis, Ches, Hey doesn't have a partner. Hey is with itself. Kadoimet, Mamshech, Yud is with Sadi, Chof is with Pei, Nun doesn't have a partner. Kemoiken, in the hundreds, we everyone knows Kufrei, Shin, Tov is to 400, but then the Oisius of Mansapach is Mamshech, the end of letters are Mamshech till 900, and the Tzadi is 900, and of course after 900 comes Eles. Aleph and Eles is the same. That's a cloud. But Al-Kopanim, what's the middle letter? The end of Chof is the 500. Hey, Nun, and Chof, the end of Chof, in the cloud of Atbach, don't have a partner. They stand alone. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Hinoch Yofa Doidi, Hinoch Yofa Rayosi, Hinoch represents Klal Yisrael or HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the relationship between them, because they don't, it's not like the Shar HaUmas that it may be our Mishtata with someone else. They stand alone as a Zivuk. That's what states on the Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem, that the Klal Yisrael with the Rabbanu Shalom stand as one. The Emes, that's the Klal, what Tshuva is. I saw Yisoy brought down from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He was talking about the Inyan, that a person, we spoke another time about a person, even a little small Kabbalist Ketanis, but empty ones is what makes the person be Miskarev. The Yisoy of Tshuva is not if you're doing a big Maisa or a small Maisa. Tshuva is to return. The question is, in the Sach Hakol, is the person becoming closer to the Rabbanu Shloim or Chas V'Sholom Rachman V'Tzlon Fakeret? That can also be in small steps. Over the ikr is, even if it's in the small steps, the ikr is, are we getting closer or fakir chas v'sholom? The yisoid is taka to be hinoch yofa rayoti, to work on the relationship saibois and haklal and saibois and haprat with the Rabbanu Shlom, on a yid's relationship with the Rabbanu Shlom. The pasuk says there are whole reshima rashechem, shefteichem, zeknechem, shefreichem. The Rishim of Emes of 10 things, 10 madregas of people. So below is Chayter Eisech and Shayet Meimecha. There are 10 madregas, there are 10 different kinds of people. In the person himself, there could be 10 madregas, how he manifests himself. And in Shuvah also, this is important to know, when a person's holding in the absence of Mayam Kochem, you know, every person's holding in a different madrega. One person's Asher Yotzar, or Shtilish Ben Esrei in the middle of Shvat, looks like someone else's Nihilah. On Yom Kippur. Every person is where he's holding. But wherever you're holding, in the 10 Madregas, a person should work on coming closer. We're holding the last week before the end of the year. They say that every day, today starts the Taket. Every day is Misak, a person can work on that day, on Yom Chamishi of all the Yom Chamishi of the year. Then on Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos, and Bechule. This is the last week. The Emes will get up on Shabbos Mevorachim. L'maisa, the minig is that we don't make Shabbos Mevorachim on Chodesh Tishrei. There are many reasons. The pasuk says, "Bakhesel yoim chageinu." Rosh Hashanah is hidden. We're not mefarsim it. Maybe because we don't want the Satan to come to be mekatrig. The Emes is in Tashlich when we say. If you look at the nusach of the Tefillah after Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah, we say Tochas Yoiser in some of the nusachos, the nusach of the Tefillah of Mevorachim on Chodesh. I'm not sure if this would have to be. If there would be Mevorach and HaChodesh, if it would be the last Mevorach and HaChodesh of the year, or the first Mevorach and HaChodesh of the year. I don't know, when a person writes on Erev Rosh Hashanah, he wants to write a date, he writes Erev Rosh Hashanah of Tav Shanayin Beis already. Erev Rosh Hashanah of Tav Shanayin Beis, not Erev Rosh Hashanah of Tav Shanayin Aleph. We're holding Mamash at the crossroads, but you have to know if it would be the first Shabbat of Rosh or the last one. The minute is we don't. It's a Bahalt and a Zach Baketzel Yom Chageinu. But I saw brought down that if there is a Shabbos Mevorachim, the Shabbos Mevorachim is the Pshat that Klal Yisrael every year gives the bracha, every Chodesh gives the bracha on the Chodesh. Before Rosh Hashanah, the Eivish gives the bracha. And what's the bracha? Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem. That's the bracha Takam. We're going to see. It's a big Yisoyim. The Zohar says Hayoyim is Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. Hayoyim goes on the Yoyim of Rosh Hashanah. That's how we've mafarish the pasuk. Parshas Nitzavim, according to our cycle, always is right before Rosh Hashanah. That's the Shabbos Mevorachim Takam. Atem nitzav mayon kochem. The Eibush that gives the bracha. Atem nitzav mayon kochem. In the Shemesh Shmuel, he explains the reason why there's no Shabbos Mevorchim. He says, because be'emes, every time Shabbos Mevorchim, we take the Shabbos right before the new Chodesh, and we take the Kedusha of that Shabbos to bring it in to the new month. And that's how the cycle continues. The Shabbos, when Mamshich from the Kedusha of the Shabbos into the new month. By Rosh Hashanah, it's passage, because by Rosh Hashanah is Hayoyim Haratoylam. It's a total new start. Be'emes, when there's a new slate, a clean slate, a new Cheshbin, Rosh Hashanah starts totally new. And therefore, it doesn't pass that the Shabbos of before, to be Mamshech before Fakir, it's entirely a new Cheshbon. But Kafarim, that's the Yisoy, Atam Yisav Mayon Kochem. In the Matam Moshe, states, like in the Nyonim, from Elul and Tishrei, Atam Yisav Mayon, is Gematri Alamed L'Slichas, which, taka, according to the meaning of the Ashkenazim, meaning Ashkenazim, they start Slichas, taka, we start Slichas, the Moshe Shabbos before Hashanah, or sometimes the week before it, L'chol HaPachas, the Levush is Masber, because we want to have L'chol HaPachas 4 days of Slichas, either because the Levush says, really you're supposed to have 10 days of Tzoyim, of Ben Aseret to make Tshuva, most of them can be days of Tzoyim, but the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which is the whole sugya, big machlokes Rishonim, it's a grind, it's to know whether Rosh Hashanah you're supposed to fast, or you're supposed to eat, the big tumul, the Rishonim and Rosh Hashanah, it's brought down, the Halacha Shulchan Aruch, 2 days, it's the whole sugya. But upon we go there Rosh Hashanah, we don't fast, and of course Shabbos we don't fast, and on Erev Yom Kippur we don't fast, so that takes out 4 of the days, and instead we have the 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, which are Yom Kippur, which also potentially should be fast days. Those that are holding by fasting on Aseret Mitzvah, these 4 days from Shabbos is also already of such a madrega of 4 days of fasting. So the Levush brings also another reason that it's like by a carbon that is Arvi Yomim of Bikur, a person has to be boidik a carbon. 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, you have at least 4 days. Dalad, you made Bikur. There's a din of Bikur by the Korban. Tomer Alpha Parham, there's a din of Bikur of Arvi Yomim, a din of Bikur. I saw brought down in the Lekach Valibov from a Shor Shlita, he says this Indian of doing Bedika, this is the Lavosh, he brings that you're supposed to check for 4 days. He says, when you check for a Korban, we know the Gemara says in Gittin, there are some Mumim that only apply by the Goyim. That the Goyim, if it's a Mechusar Aver, they call it a Mum. But there are some Mumim, the lesson of the Gemara by the famous story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. The Lididahu loy have a mum. For Goyim it's not a mum. Of a Lididan have a mum. Of a Chashva Klali, so even things like that is considered a mum. And you have to be voided. And the Lashon of the Gemara is Afilu benivs vasayim oidukin sheba'ayim. Which he wanted to explain, Afidrash, a person has to be voided, taka how he talks and what he looks at. Dukin sheba'ayim, benivs vasayim, which can't find Lididahu loy have a mum. For Goyim it's not considered a mum. Of a Rayid has to be with an under a Madrega. For him that's considered a mum. And that's the Arbi Yomim of Bikur. Bemis is Pasuk of Atam Yitzavim Hayoyim. There's a murder of the Kishtel. There's a Rashi over here. A very shver Rashi. To touch up what's going on in the sugi over here. Rashi brings that Bemis, the Yidin heard the Toichacha. And it was a Zagafer Lecha Toichacha. They thought they didn't know what to do. It was a Pneim. Miyocha Lamed Beilu. Hizchil Moshe Lefaisam. Moshe was Mefais then after the Toichacha from last week. Atam Yitzavim Hayoyim. Don't worry, I'll assign the Seder, everything's going to be good, not to worry. What Moshe Rabbeinu is being mezalvel in the whole utzma, the whole power of the Toichacha, that L'chora was the message that says, yeah, Ernst the Massive over here. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Hitzchel Afaisam, don't worry, everything is fine, good. Atam Yisav Mayoyim, smooth sailing, everything is going to be good. L'chora is a pellet. It's undermining the whole Matara of the Toichacha. What's the pshat in the Hitzchel Moshe L'Faisam? So I want to tell Sue, L'chayr, this kasha, pshat in Rashi, is be'emes, the kushya merkazis of Rosh Hashanah. You do a ala redden vegedem, and there's various mahalchim and tugan to go, we'll try to tell it at the sugya. There's the shayla merkazis here in Rosh Hashanah, that means tzad echad, it's a yoyim simcha, and we said most of the Rishonim and paskin, and that's how it's kepasin in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not supposed to fast, it's a yoyim simcha, and it's a yomtiv, Oichlin, the Shoysim, Usmeichim, Mitzacheni, it's Yoim Adin, Pachad of Yoim Adin, Pachad v'moira. How do you stim this Herkid? Rosh Hashanah is Morkav. It's made out of more than one factor over here. On one end, the Yoim Simcha, on one end, the Yoim Din. How does it stim? Duchtach, that's the same kasha that we're asking, what's going on here in the Rashi? Mitzarecha, Shteito, the Toicha, Mitzacheni, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hitzchil, Afaisam. And be'emet is taka hainu hach. We said the Zohar says, atem nitzavim hayoin kulchem. Hayoin is Rosh Hashanah. So it's kulay hainu hach. It's the same shtel. What's shan in Rosh Hashanah? And what's shan in atem nitzavim hayoin kulchem? That mitarechot yoim adin toichacha pachad moves. And mitacheni, there's a besura, a bracha, a havdacha, atem nitzavim hayoin kulchem. Side the shtel of atem nitzavim and side the shtel of b'chlal, what Rosh Hashanah is in this same pasuk. What's going on? It's kama mahalchim. There's a mahalich from Rabbi Eliezer Apyan in the Leiv Eliyahu. He says the secret in the Rashi, how to read the Rashi here, not the Nitzavim, is the Yidden heard the Toichacha and the Mem Tes Klolis of Bichu Kaisai and the Tzadi Ches Klolis. Heiriku Pneyem, they turned green in the face. Heiriku Pneyem. Omrum Ayyukulam Elu, his mamash is Shrek Lechazach. His Chumash Rabbeinu will fight. Dr. Rebele Lapian, that's the Yisoid. The Yisoid is that they took it ernst. The Matara of the Toichacha was an order that it should be Hayriku Pneyim. If they got the message and it was Hayriku Pneyim, we're already up to Moshe Rabbeinu could tell them, don't worry. If Yitaka took it ernst and you understood the message, then you don't have to actually be Bepoil Yait. You know, they say that the same way there's the Inyan of Unishalma Parim Fasenu, we say the Parsha of Karbonis, it should be as if we were Makrav a Karbon. We want to have that when we lay in the Toichacha, it should also be in the Shalom HaParam Sosein, we should be yoicha with the fact that we read the Toichacha. Oh, but the Emes says, the message here is that the Yidden got the message. You know, there's a Rosh HaTevis, Atem Nitzavim, Atem is Even Mikir Kizak. Even a stone from the wall starts screaming. If that's what you got the message of the Toichacha, it's a Riku Pneyem, you have that it's Even Mikir Kizak. It's the Ernst, the Masses. Then already, now Moshe Rabbeinu can come and tell you, his for Moshe Rabbeinu will fight. If you're holding by Ayriku Pneyem, then Taka, you're ready for the Haftacha of Ichmu Lachmachem, and it should be Besimcha, and it should Hitzchel Moshe Lefaita. But it has to Emes be Ayriku Pneyem. Zokta Velio Lapian, that this Mahalich is a Mefurisha Pasuk. Mefurisha Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, in the Hemshech HaParsha, Pen Yeshbachem Yishoy Yishoy Mishpocha Yishavet, Asher levavei poine, and he's shayrus pyrerosh velana. V'hoye b'shamei simra ola azoyf. Instead of being hayriku pneim, this borek v'levavei leimor shalom yieli b'shrimis libi elech. Lo yoy v'hashem sloyach loy. Ki oz yesha. I'm saying the pasuk. Yesha af Hashem v'kenosei b'ishu v'rotzavoy kol ha'ola haksuva b'sefer hazeh. Zoker b'alei pene. Up in the pasuk. He's saying pene the pasuk. There was the haftok. There was the toichacha. And then there was a Hitzchel Moshe Lefaitom, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, you took an answer with a Riku Pneyim, then you're fine. But if it's not, if it's going to be B'shrimus Libi Eilach, then V'rovtza Boikol Ha'ola Haksuva B'Seifa Aseh. Then it's going to be Kipshuta, it's your choice. Either it could be a Riku Pneyim from the Etzem message of the Toichacha, or it has to be Meskayim, Brachul B'Tchaktana Kipshuta. That's up to you. If you want, it could be the Haftach of Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. Nor it has to be taken ernst. The Ma'aseh that his Mahalach, the Pasuk says Mefurish, the Etzem Yisoid. That's one Mahalach. The Ma'aseh, there's another Yisoid, another, everyone's looking for Aces. V'Gei Metzutu Yoy Madin. Avada, there's another Yisoid that the Emes is, nothing goes without Torah. Barasi Yitzahara, Barasi Torah Tavon. Nothing goes without Torah. It's also Rosh HaTevis. Atem. Atem is Torah because Atem is Anoichi, which is the Aseret HaDibris. The top is Tono, Heichakoi, which is the beginning, the first words of Gemara. And Mem is Me'emesai, the first words of Mishnayim. With the Tzchus HaTorah, there could also be Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. In the Tzchus HaTorah, there also is that's also a teretz to the kasha. That it's going to be Nitzavim, like it says in the pasuk, Vayisyatzvu Tachas Ahar. If there's going to be a Yisyatzvus, Hischaskis and Torah, that's also a teretz to this kasha. How it's Murkav, Mitzarefad, the Pacha, Mitzacheni, the Simcha. One teretz was he said to take an ernst. The other mahalach is that it's Atem with Torah. There's another mahalach. The pasuk says, "Atem nitzavim hayoyim." Hayoyim, he said, is Rosh Hashanah, which was good for the chiluk of the kasha. How it stems. But the next word of the pasuk is, "Atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem." Kulchem, loshen rabin. The tour in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, when he's handling this kasha, this sugya that we mentioned, whether a person's supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah or be besimcha. The lashon of the Torah is Aval Yisrael loyfshem levonim va'oichlim v'shoytim u'smeichim le'Rosh Hashanah לפי שיודעים שהקדוש ברוך הוא יעשה להם נס. להם. The rabbin, the tzibur, the klal, kulchem, we know yaseh lohem nes. A yochid is doig. A tzibur is smechem v'yoidim sheyaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lohem nes. Someone that is holding that he's a chelik of a tzibur gets the schus of the tzibur. And that's why there's a great Indian dafka in these days. Keseder is always like that, but dafka in these days, all the form says, a person is supposed to be bezunda mishtadu and benodam achaveroi, and bechlal, that there should be schus a rabbin toli, but to be oistik and sorche tzibur, and sorche rabbin, a rabbin can be taka, a rabbin boy from kloli, a rabbin can be another prat also, but you're worried about someone else also. If you're not a yochid, if you're part of a tzibur, you're still suited to the tzibur, you're misasik with the tzibur, you're not tzibur with the tzibur, with a yochid in the tzibur, not the yochid, not yourself, with the tzibur, then you're holding by the havtok of yasel lehem neis. The pasuk says, lehibit oven biyakoiv, lehibit oven biyakoiv is the same gematria as tzibur, and the same gematria as rachamin, 298. If a person, the Eberson won't look at the hibit oven biyakoiv, and there will be rachamin of a person's holding as a tzibur. And that's why a person is dafka in these days supposed to be misasik with tzorchei tzibur, and not live for himself. He's living for Klal Yisrael. Kulchem. There's a mashal. The Sabbath and Dalton and Kelm said this mashal. Others. That Oilam Hazeh is the end of like a very expensive hotel. And about the person left the tzu for a tkufu, however long he was staying in this hotel, a week, a month, a couple of years, did he land all night? But then you get the bill. And it's a very expensive hotel. Every little thing you order, it's in the bill. But someone that was sent b'shlichus, he's working for a big company, to someone, he's representing something, a tzibur, a zak, the bill goes straight to the boss. And that's the aside. I think the nimshal is that if a person is holding by living for himself, whatever he's doing, whether in his Eitzik and Avodas Hashem, in Tefillah, in Ben Adam HaVeri, in Torah, in Parnassah, in Vazal, in Zayin. If he's out there for himself, then it's fine, but he gets a bill at the end of the day. If he's a Klal Yisrael, if he's handling for the Tzibor, then it's under the Zahdin, the Zahdach of Asim, Yitzav, Mayim, Kochem. The bill gets sent to the board. There's a pshat from Rabbi Yitzchak Mibaditchev. There's a famous Yisoy. You know, we say Yochid v'Rab Malachik Rabim, which is really the shame of a Malach. We spoke other weeks a certain shame of a Malach that Shomer Yud Vav Hey Chof. Yochid v'Rab Malachik Rabim. The Yochid is the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but the Rabim is the Klal Yisrael. If the person's the chelik of the Rabim, he'll be zoyche b'din. The person's the chelik of the Rabim, he's going to be zoyche b'din. Bemet is often a medrash Tanchuma over here in Parshas Nitzavim. Atam Nitzavim Ayoyim. The medrash says, even if it's going to be a feila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mayor lehem. Eimasai, bizman shetiyu kulchem aguda achas, shenem rechayim kulchem ayoyim. V'noam sheba'oilam, the medrash said, medrash Tanchuma. Im noy lodem aguda shel konin. If a person takes a whole bundle of reeds that's tied together as a bundle, thick bundle of reeds, shema yuchal l'shabram, it's possible to break it. The evil achas, that if you take it one by one and you take out the reeds out of the group, it's tied in a bundle. You take them one, and it's simple, it's like a shura, you crack right away. If it's a whole, if I'll give Dr. Marshall a telephone book, yeah, it's very easy to rip one page of it, but the Yechidei Skula are holding by ripping up the it's the same muscle, a muscle for the muscle of the Medrash Tanchuma. Aguda shel kanim shema yuchal l'shabram. But if a person has a yochid, then it's under that. That's atem nitzav mayoyim kulchem, the schus of the rabbin. Atem nitzav mayoyim kulchem lefnei Hashem alikechem. Noch a yisoy. If you do it from Reb Chaim Ivolozhin, if a person is misboinen in ein oy mavadoi, that molei chol ha'aretz kvoidoi, then no harm could come to him. There's a famous story with the Brishkarov during the Tkuf of the Mulchama, as Amai said that he was misboinen in ein oy mavadoi, he was mitzvah the oifen neis from the Mashchisen. However, if a person is misbattled himself totally, lefnei Hashem alekeichem, that's also a schus b'din, as we're going through the pasuk. It's not a mahal. Mitznei Hashem alekechem, the person is misbattle himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he makes himself like nothing, that the whole world is kol kulei rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a sibah to be nitzel. The pasuk says, Esa einai el haharim. A person lifts up his eyes to the harim. The harim, you could be mafarish to mean the great aveiros that he has. The Torah says, may ayin yovai ezri. If he makes himself like nothing, he's misbattle himself. From that's going to become his ezri. That he's nothing. Einoid muvadah. The emes, lesikum, what we said, reading into the pasuk, that the eitzis, it's either to be, we know, as well as Misakim given, we say, Yisrael v'oiraito v'kutche barichu chadu. So a person has to either, or all three, but he must battle himself to the Klal Yisrael, to the Tzibur, he must battle himself to Torah, and he must battle himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael v'oiraito v'kutche barichu chadu. That's Atem, which we said was Torah, Kulchem is Klal Yisrael v'snei Hashem alekei. And that taka the schus, that taka the schus to be zoicha b'din. On this nakuda, that a person has to be makir, that einoid movadoi, we'll take it to a different knech. There's a medrash in Parshas Kisisa. The medrash says, "Ba'oitzah Shah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu all the oitzahs." This is when Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim to be makabel the Torah. The Eivrta showed him the different oitzahs that he had. And the Eivrta was explaining to Moshe Rabbeinu, this oitzah, this box, is for someone that's magadol yisoyimim. And this one is for someone that's oitzah this mitzvah. And this one is for loyim de'at Torah. This is for Yorei Shemayim. And then he showed him, raw oitzah gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu saw a very big oitzah. And he says, oitzah zu shel mi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he was giving to the various oitzahs, he says, mi she yesh loy, ani noitzah loy nischari. Someone that deserves from one of the various oitzahs that I showed you, I give him his chah. Umi she ein loy, I give him from this oitzah. I give him matnas chin. And this was the big oitzah. So there's a vit, and there's off. This was the big oitzah, because there's a long line by this one. There's a sack of people waiting online for this one. There needs to be a big oitzah. Aber the Shem Yishmuel wants to explain pshat, mi she ein loy doesn't mean so much the fact that he taka doesn't deserve, but he's makir she'enloi. Mi she'enloi, someone that realizes where he's holding, and he's misbattled to the Rebbeinu Shloim, and he knows that einoi movadi, and even if the kamkam what he did, lakach ne'sarta, it's nishkin grace of schusim, mi she'enloi, he gives him from that oitzah. That's the person that has to be makir, as you're coming to the Yemeya Din, he has to be makir where he's holding. The Zugna Magid says that that's shot in the whole concept of Avinu Malkeinu. Bemis Avinu Malkeinu is a mother's ach, so many bakoshes, and at the end we say, ein banu ma'isim. He says the Taishan of Avinu Malkeinu, and this is the Bechlau, the Choshev Eder Hev, we're going to say Avinu Malkeinu every day now, about next year, yeah. In Avinu Malkeinu, the Yisoy Din Geitzu in Avinu Malkeinu is that a person has to take be makir, Avinu Malkeinu, a makir, that I have to come on to you to ask you this bakosha and that bakosha. It's not the etzem bakosha, it's the tzura is that you're being makir, that you're taking being mavakish from Avinu Malkeinu. That's the Yisoy. And I'm confirming that's the Atem Nitzov Mayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Aleikesem. He said various Mahalchem in what's the Tzugan to Rosh Hashanah and what's the Tzugan to Moshe Rabbeinu's Hizcho Moshe Rabbeinu Lefayt. So come to Rosh Hashanah Yedua Rav Tzadi Goin brings down 10 reasons in the Inyan of Shofar. We'll say B'Ktzorah, each one of the Gansu Sugya, we'll say B'Ktzorah, the 10 Mahalchim from Rav Tzadi Goin. It's a Yoim Mamlocha, it's a coronation day, so you blow Shofar for coronation. It's for Tshuva, it's for Zeichet Har Sinai, which is mentioned in the Pesukim in the Tzila. It's for the Nevi'im, a Zeichet L'Churban, he also says Oichet HaMahalach. The Vayit says in later Doyers, right? Not the original B'Shas HaMikdash, but nowadays Shofar also is Zeichet L'Churban. Zeichet HaKedas Yitzchak Avada. Then he brings Ha'itok HaShofar V'ir V'am Lo Yecharodu. Yoim HaDin, also an aspect. Kibbutz Golias and Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Ketorah, again, each one of these is a sugi, but he says the 10 reasons in Shofar. Now you have to know that the famous Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva, not in Hilchis Shofar, the Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva says, Afal Pishe Tchiyas Shofar Gzeres Melechu Renev Yesh V'Dovor Ulu Yishen Mishinatzen. The Rambam is not in Hilchus Shofar, because the Rambam is davarning over here, and Hilchus Shuvi is davarning it also. Gzeres Melech, it's a Gzeres HaKosev, we're doing it L'Kayim Gzeres Melech. And that would also be, it's a beating of Malchus. We're doing it because Kat Gotra Aboyres. That means it's the Mefurashi Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says all the different things, why we do on Sukkot, we do Nisach HaMayim, and why we do different things on different Yondas, and give the Hezra, and then it says, and why do we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, hey, Rachmana Amar Tiku! Gzeres Melech, absolutely, the Gemara. Gemara says, why do we blow the yeshiva by Amida over the etzim zog? After the Gemara gets ahead for every yotif, and why do we blow shofar? Vatei rachmana amar tikkun, gzeiras melech. And that's why the Rambam and Hilchos Shofar doesn't bring a reason. Over even in Hilchos Shuva, he gives with a hakdom. Af al pi she gzeiras melech hi, remez yesh bedavar, uru yeshenim yeshenastem, his oiris with Shuva. But about you have this aspect in shofar also, but it's the ignorant gzeiras melech. And the Gzeres Melech is because the Emes the Shofar is Ma'or Kitrug. So why do we do it on Yom Adin? Because Rachman Ola! And that's what's Ma'or the Rachman. The fact that, in spite of the fact that we know that the Shofar is the Emes Ma'or Yom Adin, and Abba Pikein, we do it because Rachman Ola Tiku, Rachman Ola Tiku, that's Ma'or the Rachman. So it's Ma'or Rachman Shemayim. But the Bar of the Rachman brings Chach Remez Yesh Bedavar, Ma'or B'tshuva. A Gvaldik Adik in the Bala Mor, in the end of Pesachim, the Baal Amor, in the end of Pesachim, it's a site that Gesugi is talking about Sfiras HaOmer, why we don't make a Shechiyonu, and he starts talking about various mitzvahs, and I want to just take out one shura from the Baal Amor. He starts handling various mitzvahs, when you make a Shechiyonu, when not, and he starts comparing them, why this one, yeah, this one not. Toich HaDvarim, he discusses a type in what Tkiyah Shofar is, he discusses various mitzvahs here. And listen to a Lashon, it's interesting, it's Deheria. Tkiyah Shofar is with Zichroin, Ben Yisrael La'aviyam Shevashamayim. What does the Baal Amor mean? Tzki Yashoyf is saying the Taitch of the Mitzvah. We said 10 miles from Rav Sadi, we said, what's the Baal Amor's Mahal HaSugin? Tzki Yashoyf is L'zichroin Ben Yisrael L'Avim Shevash Hamayim. So I was explaining, what does the Baal Amor mean? I want to say a Chiddush, a big Chiddush. What does the Baal Amor mean? Does the Baal Amor mean that it's Ma'or Rachme Shemayim because we're Makayim a Mitzvah and it's what Hashem's doing? Or no, it's Ma'or Us the Tshuva. L'zichroin Ben Yisrael L'Avim Shevash Hamayim. So the Baal Amor means both. What the Rambam is saying, that Remez Yesh Bedavar and the Iker reason of Gzeres Melech, I'll state that in one sentence. But like we spoke in the beginning, there's Kal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the relationship between them. That's what Shofar is. L'zichroin ben Yisrael l'aviyam shebashamayim. What's stating these five words? Are you saying that we're makabel malchus shemayim? Dosh teta. L'zichroin ben Yisrael l'aviyam shebashamayim. An ina being mo'er l'tshuva mitzad Kal Yisrael, the remnant of the Rambam. Oich, l'zichroin ben Yisrael. We should remember, we should be tshuva. This zog of the Baal Amor, l'zichroin ben Yisrael l'aviyam shebashamayim, duchtach shteta taich. Makis from both angles, pshat in the mahus of the mitzvah of Shofar. Duchta, that's the pshat of the Baal Amor. The Gemara Taka says there in Rosh Hashanah that Tezayin Loma Toikin, and then right away it says afterward gave the head for every other yomtiv. It says Loma Toikin, but hey, Rachmona Amar Tikkun. So the Gemara explains itself. Avad Mevesus Rachmona Amar Tikkun of the Loma Toikin Umariim Kshen Yoishin Utoikin Umariim Kshen Oimdin Kedei La'arav Es Asot. A famous Gemara. There's a machlokes rishonim shat in the Gemara over there. What means la'ardiv es ha-sotan? Rashi learns it because when he hears that Klal Yisrael is machab of the mitzvah, it's mesatz in dvarav. There's a pshat on the haflaw. The sotan comes to be makatrik. But the sotan knows that if the yidna are going to do tshuva me'ava, then faker, the mitzvah, the aveir turn of the mitzvah. So the sotan is coming to be makatrik, but he sees the yidna so machab of the mitzvah, they're blowing extra tkiyas. That's the vada, probably that they're doing it me'ava. Doing him out, right away it's mesatet and dvarav. It's right away closes up the son's mouth. He doesn't want to be makatrik. His matara to be makatrik is going to backfire on him because it's going to turn into mitzvah. That's how that flow ends in Rashi. Taisa says the reason why we blow extra the tkiyas before is because the son is going to get scared. He thinks Mashiach's coming. So the Velt says the vart. The same way the son every year makes the same mistake. And it happened last year. Nochamol, the Zelda Taisa, the Pacha, Mashiach. It reminds Klai Yisrael also, either for the Achaka Levachayim Shiyavah, you have the son vart Nochamol, Zomir Oichim Vartan. Or Bechlau, in the Indian of Asiyah's Tshuva, a person is ready sometimes, says, I was here already, Hashem Zendas last year, I've been there already. Nay, the Sotan Nochamol comes, the first guy, Nochamol, Mashiach comes after, he's Nibal. So we also could be in the Sotan Nochamol, the Tshuva. The Ran goes and says, what does it mean, La'arim at the Sotan again? Rashi learns it means that he sees that the Mechabah, the Mitzvah, we explained with Tshuva Me'avah. The Torah says that he's scared Mashiach coming. And the Ran says, La'arim at the Sotan means the Yetzer Hara. Not the Sotan. Who are Sotan or Yitzhara? To be Ma'iris the Tshuva Viter, I'm showing you from this round the two angles of the Indian of Shofar, which in the Baal Amor we saw both of together. La'arvid es ha-Sotan means taka the Kniel, the Yitzhara, to be Machniel, the Yitzhara, to be Mezgabra, the Yitzhara. Sotan means the Yitzhara. That's the Rand Mahalich in La'arvid es ha-Sotan. We said before that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. I saw the Nesiv Shalom, he touches up It's important that the Yom HaDin not only for Klal Yisrael, even for Shar HaUmois, even for Doimim Chai Tzimeach, the Oilam is Oimid Ladin. Nidin HaOilam. What's the Yom HaDin for the Doimim? For the Malachim, it says Malachim Yechafez, and what's the Yom HaDin for the Malachim? He says the type that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin is because Hayom Haras Oilam. The M is the same way Kadosh Baruch originally created the world, and when it comes, he created it for 1 year. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there's the Hischachis. Avad is Mechachis B'chol Yoyim Tamid, and Avad, if you want, the Orachayim says in Parshas Bereishis that the Emes, the Abish, that created the world just for Shabbat, and then every Shabbat brings in Hischachis for the Bria for Nochamot. That's the Tzura, how it goes. Over who within Rosh Hashanah, of its Madrega, it's a Zayin that it's Takach HaYoyim Haras Oilam, we're starting the Bria Mechadish. So the Abish is Zanin Nochamot, and we know that the Emes is the first time when the Abish created the world. The Malachim said, "Mo emes kitzkirenu." There was a Zion. The Malachim said, "It's not Kedai." There was a shakel of a Tarya. That's the Yoim Hadin. Kipshutoi. Even on a diamond, the emes is like Hakadochem Mamshich Zay. It's a restocking of the situation. That's the Hayoim Haras Oilam, and that's the Yoim Hadin of Rosh Hashanah. The Hayoim Haras Oilam. It's even more than that. The emes Taita says in Rosh Hashanah, "V'shem Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Chof Zayin," that the sphere was the world created on Nisan or on Tishrei, Machloikas Panoyim. Rabbeinu Tam learns it's not a machloikis. If Nisan was all of it, it was Kipshutoi, and Tishrei was all of the Machshava. So Tishrei is the Hayoim Haras Oilam of the Machshava, which is Mamash Olamim. The Eibush is Machmo. It's Rinas Oyer, the Machshava is to create the world. And that's why it's a pocket of Yom HaDin. Are we deserving? Everything has a tafkid. Is it Kedai Machmo? Machin the Welt? And what did the Eibush decide originally? The Malachim said it's not Kedai. And what did the Eibush do? Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. This happens every year, Rosh Hashanah. The only difference is, the first time, the original time, it's always emes. I don't say the emes of time, but it's every year it's emes. But the first time, so the Eibishter was machriya vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, and he made an adam. Now there's an adam already here. We're holding an elul from the previous year. Still, there's an adam. The adam is toikea v'shoifer. He's ma'or the vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. That's what's happening. The Tkiya Shofar is Ma'orah the Vayibach Ba'ab of Nishmas Chaim, and Nochamol, we're creating a Hayoim Haras Oilam, and that's the Yoim HaDin, the Hayoim Haras Oilam. I saw brought down the Emes out the Hayoim Haras Oilam Fakeres. This was the time the Emes created an Adam. Adam was supposed to live forever. This was supposed to be the Tikkun HaBriya Mitzchil Asoy. No, there was the Chet. The Chet also happened on Rosh Hashanah. And the you know, we said, Atam Yitzavim Hayoim, Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, Biyoim Achol Chomimenu, Mois Thomas. That day, on Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be Nigzor on your mother. And we spoke earlier in this year, we were spelling on the Etim Sphira of Rosh Hashanah. Mitarecha, Yoim Simcha, Gedoyla, and Mitacheni, Yoim Adin. And we said, there is Mahalchem, how to go to it. But there's another Deherah here. Another Deherah like this. Be'emeth Mitzchila Tabriya, it was Hayoim Haras Oilam. Hayoim Haras Oilam, Mitzchila Tabriya was Taka, that this is going to wait, the Abish is creating an Adam, and it's going to last forever, and it's a Simcha, and the Sudas of Rosh Hashanah were holding Adam, Rishon Kayit Machet, that Madrega. But on that same Rosh Hashanah, that same day, was the Chet of Eitz Hadas, which we have to understand. And there was the Kibi Yoim Achol Chamimen Omois Thomas. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is the Yoim Morkav. Mitzad Echad, Rosh Hashanah is the Hayoim Haras Oilam of Adam Rishon Kayit Machet. But that same Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin and the Oynish and the Yom HaChol Chamois Thomas, which is the Yom HaDin, L'chaim V'lamavet. In the original Bria, it wasn't supposed to be L'chaim V'lamavet. Adam Rishon wasn't live forever. That's why Rosh Hashanah is Taka broken into these two aspects. There's the Hayoim Haras Oilam, which is the Shvit Simcha of what was supposed to be in the Shoyrish Hadavar, and Mitzat Sheni, there's the Pachar of Yom HaDin, L'chaim V'lamavet, until Mashiach comes, which is the full Tikkun. That's the two Chalokin of Rosh Hashanah, the Hayoim Haras Oilam, and Mitzat Sheni, Mila Chayim and Mila Mavis. The Eibush is deciding on Rosh Hashanah, but even Kloli, we just said, it's a Yoim HaDin on the Oilam Bichlalusa, to create the world. It's the Yoim of Haras Oilam, and every year it's Oyer in that Inyan. We're Oyer with the Shoifer. And Avada, it's also on Kol Prat for Prat, every Yochid. Maise Ish Ufkudosoi. Every person on his Tafkid. The lashon of the tefillah we say in Moses, but ufkudasi is the person's tafkid. It's not just enough what a person's going to have and not have, or be zayichin. It's kefi his tafkid. Every person kefi his tafkid is nidan Rosh Hashanah how he's going to be given the yecholus to be mamala his tafkid. If you do that, and the Zohar says that the emes, the person that asks prati is bika bakoshes on Rosh Hashanah, is nidme to a kelev she'omer hav. A person on Rosh Hashanah is supposed to think more boif and chloe. Or but they say over from Rabbi Shmuel Salanter that halavai in underador, and he said it on his door, halavai in underador, a person should be makir biritzinus of an ernst oifin, even being on mavakish sorche protov, that he's makir like we spoke before, that is avinu, that is malkeinu, that we have to come on to the rabbi nishalayim. So it's a vikua mitzarecha, the Zohar states that it's like a kelev of efshataka v'yakelev v'yirabshim v'nichoyas v'shtan and chotch, we should be on that madrega. So it's taka vikuach. If in the tefillas of Rosh Hashanah a person is supposed to ask his egin of bakoshes again, mitzarecha the desire mitzacheni, the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, halavai. They say over from Rav Shmelkim in Nicholsburg that he gave a drasha on Rosh Hashanah, and he said, he quoted the pasuk in Eicha, kol amon enochem, everyone's complaining over the problem is mevakshim lechem, they're asking kashas for bread, for parnosa, for gashmias. And the next day he said, even Shachar, he says, he quotes the pasuk in Shmuel that Shaul was talking to Yonis and Madu aloi bo ben Yishai, which he went there was dubbed by the Suda of Rosh Chodesh, but what he was dashing was, how come Mashiach didn't come? Gam Tmoil, yesterday, which was the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Gam Ayoim, the second day, and the next Hemshech HaPasuk is Al HaLechem, because everyone's busy begging, they're egging a personal mit'an of Lechem and Parnas and Prati, because they're not thinking about Boif and Kol. But again, that's Kefi the Mahalik of the Zohar, that's how a person's supposed to ask. Again, Nochem Al HaLevai, we should be holding. A Chassid once came to his Rebbe and he said, there's a big Indian that when a person by Kedusha, when they say Ayei, a person has an option, it's in the Mahzer imprinted, to either be Mavakish for Ruach HaKodesh or for Parnosa or for Bonim Tzadikim. But one of the options is Parnosa. So this Yid came to his Rebbe and he asked, he was talking very stark, he was pointing by Ayei, and he had in mind for Parnosa. Derech Agav, Rav Shimshon Pinkus used to tell his children that they should have to be very careful and be nizer and being tzaddikim because he was mevater on parnosa and ruach hakodesh, and all he should have bottom tzaddikim. That's what he used to tell them. He used to want from them. I was mevater of the under tzaddikim, of parnosa and of ruach hakodesh, of the bottom tzaddikim. Upon this chassid was asking for the parnosa, and he told his rebbe it's a gainish. He raised it. The rebbe said, you don't understand. The way to go through by Rosh Hashanah is that there's a whole davening, and then by ayah you have a mind for parnosa. But by you, Shoychan Ag was Panosa, and Kriyashma was Panosa, Stilish Manetu was Panosa, Atachoyden was Panosa, and Ayayoyzen is given Panosa. That's not the Mahalach Vidas Geitzu. Akoponim, it's a long day, we have to chaparayim, and Rosh Hashanah, we have to chaparayim, the different akudas. The Tzfasema says, we put simonim on the table. He says, what's that is the inyan of simonim? The Gemara Avada says, in Hoyrius and Krisus, sim the milsa, but he says, for the inyanim of Gashmias, we have to put a simon. The remez, because the ikar is not olam haza. The ikar is taka for ruchnias and for olam haza. We also make a simin, sim the milsa for the olam haza, and that's a chelik lini. We're doing a taka boif and remez. It's a simin, and the simin is taka be a simin tova avada, and it should be. We should be makbir, and we should have parnasa in order to be oyved es Hashem. But the tzura of the bakasha for gashmias on Rosh Hashanah is atentish with a simin the milsa, not a chelik of the etam avoydes hayoyim of the tzila. It's a tafel, and that's why we treat it as such. That we go through to it with a simna milsa of the simonim. That's the nakuda why we go through to the simonim. You have to know that Rosh Hashanah is a very, very important day, and an asach form state that the emes Rosh Hashanah is setting yourself up for the entire year. We said the emes that it's hayoyim haras oyelim for that coming year. Therefore, a person has to realize, the marshal, if the person would build a house, he has to create a he writes out a blueprint and a whole tochnit how he's going to do it, and can see the tochnit if he listens to instructions. That's how it's going to be. Rosh Hashanah stole the vek, the blueprint for that year. There were, if you do it that by the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, a person bezunder sayin sur meiro and sayin asay toy, and an alan yonim has to be very careful. Avada the oilim is very busy. They have six sudas and it has to work out, and because Shabbos also it's a big avoida, the hachonis. A person should realize that Rosh Hashanah is very important. And again, mitzacheni, I want to be born. If a person, the Erste Meir doesn't go, he shouldn't sign on that, okay, the year is a fashlof in New York. There's the whole 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah. Dina Rosh, Dina the 2 days, the different inyonim, over every second counts, every minute counts, because what we're going to do then is the Eid Hashem, the Siyat Nishma, is going to still have it for the ganze year.